William Morrow and Harper Audio present How to End a Love Story, a novel by Yulin Kwong. Performed by Catherine Chin and Andrew Eden. For Zach, this is a love letter. And for eldest daughters of immigrant parents, this is a love letter for you, too. Author's note. This story contains on-the-page discussions of complicated grief, suicide loss, and the death of a sibling. 1. All things considered, her little sister's funeral is a pretty boring affair. Helen Zhang, the good one, the smart one, the boring one, according to Michelle, may she rest in peace, sits in the front row between her grieving parents. If Michelle were here, she would be snickering at something inappropriate, like the accidentally phallic floral arrangement draped over her closed casket. If Michelle were here, she'd be restlessly tapping her foot, anxious to sneak a cigarette in the bathroom, already plotting her escape to an after-party. If Michelle were here, it wouldn't be so fucking quiet. Helen's mother shakes with silent, rolling sobs and grips her surviving daughter's right hand so hard Helen lost feeling in it during the pastor's welcome remarks. Her father stares at the wooden easel holding Michelle's sophomore year photo. His gaze drifts first to the bland church window blinds. Not for the first time, Helen wishes they were Catholic, for the vibes. Then to the shoes of the pastor. Dad looks everywhere there isn't someone with a face to look back at him. Helen used up all her own tears in the first 48 hours, shaking and crying alone in her room like some dumb, wounded animal, until her eyes were puffy slits, pondering existential questions too big to be captured in pathetic words. The well has dried up, and all that's left is a growing pit of resentment that threatens to swallow her whole. She hates the pastor's trite remarks trying to imbue Michelle's short life with meaning, hates mom's tears, hates dad's lack of them. Maybe she even hates herself, but why? Really, if there's anyone she should be mad at, it's Michelle. A door in the back of the church creaks open, a late mourner, and a sudden prickling at the back of Helen's neck says, "It's him." Hushed whispers dash up the aisle, and even though Helen tells herself not to turn her head, not to look, Mom isn't so lost in her grief as to miss the sudden shift of attention in the room. She turns and lets out a dramatic wail that Helen can't help feeling embarrassed by. Helen turns around and her eyes confirm, it's Grant Shepherd. Grant fucking Shepherd. Class president, homecoming king, lover of parties and friends and teachers and football, and killer of my sister. The last part seems unlikely to hold up in a court of law. There were enough eyewitnesses to suggest 16-year-old Michelle Zhang darted in front of 18-year-old Grant Shepherd's SUV shortly after 2 a.m. last Friday and caused a grim traffic jam on Route 22, on purpose. There were enough key search terms in Michelle's internet history to confirm it. And the most humiliating blow for their parents, there was enough in the toxicology report to warrant the phrase "troubled youth" in the local news coverage. About Michelle, not Grant. Everyone felt bad for Grant. How sad, how tragic, how selfish that this girl, practically a stranger, some sophomore with a suicidal itch, would do something like this, forcing a bright young man like him to have to live with accidentally killing someone for the rest of his bright, promising life. "You," Mom says, standing in the middle of the aisle, her mouth gasping for air like they're in a Greek tragedy. Grant Shepherd stands still, as if he exists just to be gasped at by grieving mothers and gawked at by middle-aged Chinese aunties and uncles. He looks exactly the way Helen thinks of him. wearing a dark navy sweater over a crisp white button-down, as if he's on his way to a student council meeting after this to discuss grad night themes. His tie is perfectly knotted, and his dark brown hair is neatly brushed, and he looks too good, too young and handsome and alive to be allowed in this room.